Enterprise Management 360, your main source for tech news, analysis, podcasts, and videos for the enterprise.
Welcome to the EM360 podcast, where we have a weekly conversation with people who are impacting the enterprise tech landscape. My name is Christina Stathopoulos, and I will be your host today. After building out an advanced analytics career in tech, I am now the founder of Dare to Data, on a mission to help individuals and corporations take the next steps in their data journey. Today, I'm joined by Jay Mishra, COO at Astera, and we're here to talk about adopting AI-driven document processing and data extraction. Welcome, Jay. It's great to have you here today. Can you begin by introducing yourself? So tell us about who you are and also what you and your team do at Astera.
Thanks, Christina, for having me. I am Jay Mishra, and I've been in this field of data management for over two decades now. So been in the trenches, have been party to a lot of implementations of data solutions over last two decades. And we at Astera build data management products that ranges from data ingestion to data transformation, data publishing. So the entire data stack, if you will. Our products are used by Fortune 500 companies to small and medium businesses as well. And we have customers all over the world, ranging from North America to Europe to Asia, Africa, all over. And in terms of solutions that we have built, we have solutions that are able to extract data from structured, unstructured, semi-structured sources. We have a range of transformations that can be applied directly to your data and load into any destination of your choice. We support data warehousing. Then, of course, we can publish our data pipelines using APIs for data consumption as well. So that's the data stack we have built, and we work closely with our customers to implement solutions for their use cases.
Okay, and we'll dive much further into this soon because I'm eager to hear more from you, your expertise, as well as what all of you are doing at Astera. But first, I want to start by taking a step back. So can you elaborate on the traditional methods that are used for document processing and data extraction? What are really the main challenges that businesses face with these traditional methods?
Sure. So for data extraction, traditionally, it's been manual extraction. In fact, as long as the documents have been around, there was a need to extract certain data points from those documents and use it for downstream processes. So early on, it was manual eyeballing the data and copying and pasting. Those were the methods used. And then we saw with offshoring becoming more popular because it was more cost effective, it was outsourced. But still, it was done manually. And then we saw the wave of API-based or scripting or programming-based solutions where you can write some logic to extract data from those documents. So these are the two traditional ways that we have seen employed in past 15, 20 years or so. But about, I would say about 7 to 8 years ago, we saw some changes and we brought in a lot of automation where you can handle more volumes of data. And of course, more recently, we are seeing more modern technology being used to elevate the usability of the solutions even further. Now, coming back to challenges to the traditional methods, of course, anything that is done manually is error prone. It is laden with inaccuracies. And something that you can't afford with your data is inaccuracies. You don't want to have your data with bad data points that can cause a lot of issues. So typically, we will have processes where there'll be multiple iterations of checks of the work that is done manually, and it is time intensive and still error prone. Now, coming to the second wave, that is using coding, scripting, even that comes with its own issues of maintainability. Somebody is going to write code for one specific scenario. Then you have to maintain it for any new scenarios, you have to write new code. And so again, with any programming or scripting-based solutions, whatever the downsides we have are all applicable to this solution that is using scripting and coding. So these are the two challenges that we have seen. And to answer those or to address those challenges, we have seen the industry coming up with solutions that are more rule-based, more GUI-based solutions, more graphical user interface, that is, based solutions, and also using artificial intelligence more recently.
Okay. So it all began really with manual extraction. This even moved to like outsourcing offshore, but still manual extraction. Then you spoke about, I think, API driven too, eventually moving into automation. And you noted these two challenges. The first one about inaccuracies, having to double check our work as well. It's very time consuming. And then even if you move beyond manual extraction and go into scripting, there's still the issue of maintainability. So how does, and you started to speak about this towards the end, how does AI help solve all of this?
Absolutely. So AI, and actually I'll take a step back even before AI, there was a period where we started to see more and more graphical user interface based solutions where no coding was required. So let me categorize them as no code, low code solutions for data extraction from documents. And that was the beginning of automation. And that's how the entire data extraction area started to get some more automation, and it was more scalable. But still, it had some challenges. And then at the top of automation that is based on no-code, low-code solution, the AI started to act as a force multiplier. And this is a trend we have seen in past 2 to 3 years. Now let me get into how AI is helping to solve this use case. So first of all, it eliminates the need for manual extraction. AI can be your eyes into the data. And especially the NLP, that is natural language processing, has been around for some time. And this is the first intersection that we see with the data extraction from documents and AI that started several years ago. And you are able to extract data points and some insights as well from the documents. And that was the first implementation of AI in data extraction. Then we saw that how AI can be used for other unstructured data types, whether it is just the text-based data, sometimes it could be images and other audiovisual formats. Now, coming back to how AI started to help us, we saw that the template-based extraction, that is the graphical user interface or the solutions that are built for more usability, those still needed a lot of configuration time from the users. That is, if a user is trying to build a solution using graphical user interface, it is a no-code, low-code solution, but still you have to build templates. You have to spend significant amount of time in understanding what is inside the data, how they're related to each other, kind of modeling of your data inside the document. And it was still a manual process. And once you build a template, of course, it can be used to process in any number of documents. So it was scalable, but top heavy. That means in the beginning, you have to spend quite a bit of time in building those templates, testing it, and then deploying it. So AI came to help on that front. So in place of having the user prepare the document extraction templates and going through the process of testing and deploying it, that used to take several hours, sometimes several days, to get one template ready. With the help of AI, you can have a solution that is done in a matter of a few minutes, because AI can make some decisions for you. It can create the first cut of the template for you, and then you can review it, make any changes, and then test it, and then take it to production. So that's how we saw AI helping the users in automation of creation of these extraction templates in the beginning itself. So these are the two different ways that we have seen AI helping on the front of data extraction from these documents.
Okay, so with low code, no code solutions, it was definitely helping from where we began with manual extraction. But as you were saying, yes, it has more usability, but it needs a lot more configuration time. It's scalable, but it's very top heavy. So with the appearance of AI, it's multitudes more powerful than this solution. And I know that this is where Astera comes into play. So how does Astera work? Can you explain a little bit more about your AI-powered solutions?
Absolutely. So we came into picture about 10 years ago in the field of data extraction. And our original solution was to look at a category of document or a document type. So let's take an example, a purchase order. So if you have a purchase order document, this document has certain characteristics. It does have your headers, your footers, and some line items in between. You have the shipping address, you have the billing address, and so on and so forth. So these data points are inside the document, but they could be coming from your different vendors, and they may have a different length. They may have a different number of line items. They may have a difference in the way data points are structured, but you know that it's a purchase order document. So the way we started out is that you can build a template, and this template is rule-based. And in the template, in the graphical user interface, you define where your data points are going to be found. What is the logic? So for example, you can say that wherever you find purchase order number or PO number, these keywords define that this is where my purchase order number is going to be found, and following which read like 10 characters. This is where you're going to find the value for the purchase order number. And then you can define that once you find these fields, you can have, you're going to most likely seeing multiple line items. And each line item consists of the line item number, the description, the quantity, the price, and so on and so forth. So these data points are structured in a certain way. In the template, you describe that how they're related to each other and how to find them, either based on patterns or based on some kind of rules. You are able to create a set of logic, I would say, that is going to be able to extract the data at runtime. And this is what we call a template. Now, once this template is created, this can be deployed in production, and that can handle any number of purchase orders. So now the solution becomes very scalable. So you have built the template once, and now this template is going to be able to handle hundreds or thousands or even hundreds of thousands of purchase orders, as long as they all conform to the structure for which the template is built. So that's how we came up with the first cut of the solution. This one was about 11 years ago. And it was a reasonable success. We saw a lot of companies moving on from manual data extraction or the code-based, that is Python and different kind of scripting-based solutions. They moved on to our solution where they can build this no-code, low-code templates. And once they're deployed, the solution is completely automated. So that is our story. That's how we started out. And of course, based on customer feedback, we added tons of features to make it more flexible, able to handle more complex data. So now it is not only limited to, let's say, a purchase order. You can have a very complex report, such as, let's say, your health history from medical reports, or you're looking at a Swift transaction in financial world, and so on and so forth. So depending on nature of your data, you can have a lot of hierarchies built in the data, and the data points could be moving around. So a lot of variability on the documents can be handled using our templates. So our templates become kind of more powerful to handle more complex data over the years. And then we added, of course, the whole automation around it. That is, this solution is fully automated solution deployed in cloud, for example, or on-premise, and it is waiting for new files arrival. It can take any incoming file, look at the file, and figure out what kind of template should be assigned to this file type, and then automatically extract those data points, map it to your destination, and run the entire flow. And if anything goes wrong, notify you using email or whatever mechanism you choose. So that's the solution that has been in the market for a few years. Most recently, about, I would say, a year and a half, we started to look into taking it to the next level. And the natural solution was that we should be able to use artificial intelligence to address one specific issue that we found with this approach, and that I alluded earlier to, that is, it is top-heavy solution, where when you're building the template, depending on the complexity of your document, it can take several hours to put together a reasonable template, and you test it and verify the solution, and then you are deploying it. Identifying the logic, identifying the patterns, were all done based on subject matter experts' opinion that, okay, hey, if I'm going to find, for example, in purchase orders, if a line item is there, it must have this structure and description comes after the purchase order number and so on and so forth. So this is all based on subject matter expertise. If someone knows about purchase order, they can specify the logic. So this was an issue that that we had to address. And then with artificial intelligence, we were able to a large extent address that. So now with artificial intelligence, we are able to give the context of the document to AI. And AI does that decision-making for us about, hey, if it is a purchase order, all what we need to do is we need to tell the AI that this is a purchase order. Now it knows that what is the sequence of fields or what is the most likely sequence of fields inside the line items. So those decisions can be made by the AI, and also about the patterns, about the relationships among data points and all that can be done by the AI because AI has the context. It knows that typically a purchase order is structured this way. So the subject matter expert is where the user had to spend a lot of time tweaking and going through iterations to come up with the logic. Now AI is helping on that front. AI is able to build the templates, and that helps us bring down the template building time from several hours down to a few minutes.
Okay. And so what I'm summarizing from it all is that 10, 11 years ago, you started with these templates that were using really a rules-based approach, then moving into automation, more larger scale. And finally, like you said, you took it to the next level with AI, where AI is able to bring context to the document. And I liked the story that you were including throughout, because it's very relatable with the purchase order. And to stay along these same lines, because I like it when we connect the theory to actual application, it makes it much more understandable. Do you have any customer use case or a success story that you can share and the impact that it had?
Absolutely. So this is a customer who has been using our product for over 10 years now, and they receive their customer, actually vendor reports, and they have actually dozens of vendors, and they keep adding new vendors. Of course, as business expands, they add more vendors, and each of the vendors, they have their own document type using which they communicate with this customer of ours. For each of the vendors, of course, there is a template that is already in production. It is able to handle any number of documents coming from that vendor. But the challenge is that sometimes vendors will switch. Sometimes they will change the document and with a short notice, and also new vendors being added frequently. That essentially means that the solution has to be agile enough to address those changes. So if someone is changing the document type on you or adding a new document type, how do we address that? So this customer of ours, of course, they had a team of 12 people responsible for this entire solution and handling the solution's kind of agility, where they were responsible for tracking any changes that are happening on the vendor side and responding to that by creating new templates. And this team, of course, was an efficient team. They were able to handle it. But in terms of scalability, and I would say the time that was needed, turnaround time, was still not satisfactory. In certain scenarios, it will take the whole day, maybe a couple of days before you are able to onboard a new document type. And these documents are kind of complex documents. So you have to go through this process where the first cut itself, when you're building the template, that will take maybe a day. And come into picture our new AI-based solution, and that reduced the time significantly. Now they are able to see the first cut in a matter of a couple of minutes. And after that, the several iterations of reviews and all that, even with the reviews and testing, it doesn't take them more than a couple of hours to have a new, brand new solution in place. So sometimes they'll receive a new document type at 10 in the morning, and by noon, that document type is already being processed and it is in production. So from new arrival of a document to going to a production solution within 2 hours, this is what we have seen. And of course, this is a huge change compared to what we used to have. And as a result, of course, we are seeing that this customer is very happy. And other customers are also looking at this kind of implementation, and adoption of this solution is pretty high.
It's clear it's very fast. It's saving on time, on resources. And up until now, we've been talking about all of the good that AI brings. But what if we consider the other side of the coin? Can you comment on the risks of an AI-driven solution in this space? What sort of things should companies keep in mind when they're implementing these solutions?
Sure. So I would go through actually our own experience of implementing AI for our product and also for our customers. The first challenge is that AI results are not going to be deterministic. It's a stochastic process, and we know that sometimes it is going to be accurate. Sometimes the recommendation is not going to be as accurate as you like. And with data, you cannot compromise on accuracy. So what we recommend is that use AI for design time. It can be used, it cannot be used in fully automated solution. If you do, of course, there is a way to have some kind of a validator as a part of your automation flow, and that will catch the errors. There is one way to do this, but from our experience, we really do not recommend to have AI for a scalable solution at runtime making decisions for you. Instead, what we recommend is that you use AI at design time, where some manual override is available. You look at the results from AI, review it. If you like it, then you go ahead and implement it. So this is something that we have seen within our product when we started to build new features, and also we have seen with the customers when they're using AI. So that is the first challenge, and the pattern that we have seen to address that challenge is to use it at the design time. Now, second issue is the issue of explainability. So the problem is that a lot of times the solution that AI comes up with, it's the actual outcome. You see the result. It works like a black box. And in data world, you need to have explanation for every single step of the data transformation, the journey of the data. You have to explain that what you have done for auditing and all that, it is not going to work if you just say that the AI has done this work for us. So on that front, again, what we recommend is that use AI for a very clearly defined step inside your processes. And for that step, it has to be the problem definition has to be accurate, and the expectation of what is going to be coming out has to be also predefined. In that way, you can document it and say that, okay, this is why this decision was made. And also, the review has to be done, as I said, with respect to the previous point of it being not deterministic. Again, the reviews are a key. If you are looking at explainability, make sure that you review and add your own comments. So the user has to be involved. You have to look at AI as basically your assistant. It has to be looked at as a productivity tool. It is going to, and with your with our experience, as I described in our with our customers as well, it has helped them quite a bit in being more efficient, but it is not going to be replacing them. So you got to see it from that perspective. Use it for a very specific purpose, custom-defined purpose, and review the results and document it. So that is explainability. And third is scalability. And this specifically relates to the API-based AI, specifically, let's take example of OpenAI. So let's say that you are using OpenAI or any API-based LLMs. The scalability is an issue. For one call, it takes several seconds. Sometimes it can be over a minute, depending on what you want to do with this. So the large volumes of documents will take a lot of time. So on that front as well, you got to come up with innovative configurations. So what we have done is, of course, we use OpenAI as well, and we do have fine-tuned LLMs localized as well. For all the scenarios, what we do is we combine the power of templates and AI. So the AI is used where the most complicated work is involved, where thinking is involved. And once that is done, leave the automation to the rule-based solution. And therefore, you're going to be able to use the scalability or achieve the scalability that was available earlier with the low-code, no-code solutions.
All right. So I'm hearing from you mainly three different challenges. The first one, it sounds like to me, this issue of having a human in the loop, a human on the loop, or a human out of the loop within AI processes. And from what you've said, it sounds like you definitely recommend this human on the loop, having a human involved in the process and also checking the output, if I'm interpreting that correctly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so that was the first one. The second one, you highlighted explainability, very important, especially when we're considering these algorithms that tend to work like black boxes. So you're recommending we need to try to use these for very clearly defined steps in our processes, and it should remain like an assistant. And the last one was scalability, that the system can really get bogged down, especially when you are ingesting large volumes of documents. Now, we've discussed the past, so the traditional way of doing things, and as well the present with AI-powered solutions like Astera, which really leaves us with what's next. Looking ahead, what can we expect from the future of AI-driven document processing and data extraction? And maybe on a broader level as well, the intersection of AI and data management.
That's an excellent question, and we have been discussing this topic for over a year at our company with our customers as well. So the data management and AI, they intersect in a very interesting way. One is, of course, the usability lift that we see from introduction of artificial intelligence. So we see this as a progression that data management tools used to be primarily meant for developers, for programmers. Then with the no-code, no-code solution, we saw that gradually even non-programmers, non-technical folks were able to use the solutions. Now we are seeing that trend accelerate with artificial intelligence. And what we expect is that with this trend, we are going to see more and more participation from even business users. In the people who are the custodians of data, they don't need to be programmers. They don't need to have IT background. So that trend is going to accelerate. We are going to see more and more cross-functional teams where the responsibility of the data curation and delivery is going to be with business folks. So we are seeing what we are calling is a democratization of data. So this data that used to be within the purview of only IT, now it is going to be able, now it is going to be available to pretty much everyone who wants to be a part of this process. Anyone who wants to deal with the data, they should be able to do this because the bar of entry, the barrier to entry, is going to be lowered significantly with the introduction of AI. So AI is going to keep enhancing the usability. AI is going to bring down the barrier of entry. For anyone who understands data, they should be able to use the data.
Okay. So more usability, less barrier of entry. And even when you were speaking about this at the beginning, I was literally thinking democratization of data, and then you said it. So I can completely agree with that. And really, this entire conversation has been fascinating. I would say to our listeners, keep your eye on this space because there is a lot going on. And as well, I want to extend my thanks to you, Jay. Thank you very much for joining us today. I really appreciate you coming on and sharing all of your knowledge and expertise. I've learned a lot, so I'm sure that our listeners will as well. And also, thank you to everyone who has tuned in today. We hope you took a lot away from today's podcast. And for further information on what we've discussed, then please head on over to astera.com. It's A-S-T-E-R-A.com. We'll be back next week with another episode in our podcast series. Until then, make sure you subscribe to this podcast on all major platforms. Follow the conversation on our socials at EM360Tech on Twitter and LinkedIn. And for more great daily content, head on over to EM360Tech.com.